Perk of Edges, 8th Mishnah, Shloisha Dvom, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashneim Hoiduloi, Val Echad Loi Hoiduloi. He said three halachas, two of them they agreed to him, and one not. A sandal shel sayodim shutome. Sandal is a type of shoe which people that work with lime put on their feet to protect themselves because the lime could burn their feet. So he says it's tummy midras. We don't say it's just something to protect his foot. We'll treat it as a shoe, and therefore, as his tummy midras, if he's a zov, that'll become an avatum to his midras. If a tanu, the way an old-fashioned tanu used to look was like a tube, and it was put into the ground, and then they put some insulation around, and it had very intense heat. So if the tanner was broken and there are four tvachim left, then it's still considered tanner. If more than less than four tvachim are left in its height, then it's considered a broken tanner. So they originally said it's enough that there's three tefachim remaining, but Lamaisa they were hoidulah. They agreed. They admitted to him that four, if it has less than four, it's considered broken. But Lechaz lehoidulah was the one that they do not agree to him. You have a chair that two of its the seat was made out of three planks. So if two of them were removed and only one was left, Rabbi Akiva matame. Rabbi Akiva says it's still tame. Why? Because the Rav explains that even though it's not royally yeshiva, so it's not tame midras, but still it could still be used to hold something inside of it, because it's a chair that was made like a box, and therefore even the ikar shimush was bottled, since it's a tuffel shimush, is still considered intact. The chomim and matarim, they're matar because even though it does have a use, but since it's ikar shimush, it's not usable anymore, therefore it's tahar, even though it has a secondary use.